Hello, my name is Jeff Romo, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Today I wanted to bring in something that's easily recognizable to most of you out there. That would be The Lord of the Rings. And I want to focus in on a section of the books. Book 4, Chapter 7, this is the moment when Frodo and Sam are following Gollum into the heart of Mordor. And through these trials and travails, they are surrounded by darkness. They're surrounded by the evidence of darkness winning and destroying that which was good and true in the world. Fallen statues, scarred landscapes, this was something that surrounded them. Not too far off from what we experience every day, especially in these waning days of COVID. As they continued to travel, Frodo and Sam, they reached the woodlands of Ithilien, and it seemed in this one area that the threat in the east had left it largely untouched. But despite the fact that they were so near the wall of Mordor itself, that gigantic, black, hulking mass that was just off the horizon, they were able to still see some beauty in the world around them. And as we're in these times of great conflict, even if we take things into relativity, into our own particular lives, it's difficult to find some of that beauty around us. But in the end, that's exactly what God calls us to do. He calls us to look around to see Him at work, and to see His work through us in the world around us as well. Because He wants us to be every bit a part of His plan to bring light to this world. So as Frodo had begun to sink into the doldrums, as he looked around and he said, "I'm afraid our journey is drawing to an end," he said to Sam one day when the sun failed to appear. There were rumblings in the earth and in the air and the dull hint of fire in the eastern sky. He had long since resigned himself to this hopeless quest, but now he felt its hopelessness more keenly than ever. There's no way that he could have found a better illustration of where they were at right now in the world. This place where they were about to cross over into darkness. I should say cross deeper into darkness. And to suddenly find these beams of light that were shining down upon a broken statue of one of Gondor's ancient kings. To find this crown of flowers that the sun glistened off of. We were given a good image of this in the films, and I think the books obviously describe it a little bit more in depth. But it was actually Frodo, in the books at least, that cried out, "Look, Sam, the king has got a crown again." And indeed he had. Shortly after, he said, "They cannot conquer forever," Frodo concluded triumphantly, and then the light went out. These dark days have a way of trying to blot out all of the goodness that we should be seeing every day. But in the end, we can look towards the Word of God, we can look towards the world around us through that lens to find the very beauty that we've been searching for, even in our darker times. Don't think that we're alone in having this concern and having this fear. You could look no further than the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah 12, 1-2. "Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the faithless live at ease? You have planted them, and they have taken root. They grow, and they bear fruit." And as we look further in the Word, we find the psalmist as they look towards the beauty through the dangers around them, through the darkness around them. "A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace." In the end, we should endeavor to take heart. Even in the darkness, God has provided us with examples of beauty and has provided us with examples of hope. We need but look around and see that. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Jeff Romo for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, and I'll borrow a little bit from my mother Nerdcast, and I'll say that, until next time, always remember that God is the Game Master, and no matter how the dice fall, the game plays on.